Jesus' love for children. This chapter is based on Matthew 19, verse 13 to 15, Mark 10, verse 13 to 16, Luke 18, verse 15 to 17. Jesus loved children. He accepted their childish sympathy and open, sincere love. The grateful praise from their lips refreshed his spirit when contact with crafty and hypocritical men oppressed him. Wherever he went, his gentle, kindly manner won their confidence. It was customary for parents to bring their children to some rabbi so that he could lay his hands on them in blessing. But when the mothers came to Jesus with their little ones, the disciples were not receptive. They thought these children were too young to benefit from a visit to Jesus, and they concluded that he would be displeased. But it was the disciples with whom he was displeased. The Savior understood the burden of the mothers who were trying to train their children. He himself had drawn them into his presence. Several mothers came together with their little ones to have Jesus bless their children. Jesus heard with sympathy their timid, tearful request. But he waited to see how the disciples would treat them. When he saw them send the mothers away, he showed them their error, saying, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." He took the children in his arms and gave them the blessing for which they came. The words of Christ strengthened the mothers and encouraged them to take up their burden with new cheerfulness. The mothers of today are to receive his words with the same faith. Christ is a personal Savior. He is as truly the helper of mothers today as when he gathered the little ones in his arms in Judea. Jesus knows the burden of every mother's heart. He made a long journey to relieve the anxious heart of a Canaanite woman. He gave back to the widow of Nain her only son, and in his agony on the cross, he remembered his own mother. He is touched today by the mother's sorrow. In every grief and need, he will give comfort and help. He who said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them," still invites mothers to lead their little ones to him for blessing. Even the baby in its mother's arms may live under the shadow of the Almighty through the faith of the praying mother. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit from his birth. If we will live in communion with God, we too may expect the divine spirit to mold our little ones, even from their earliest moments. Jesus saw that some of the children who were brought in contact with him would become martyrs for his sake. These children would accept him as their redeemer far more readily than many grown-up people would. The majesty of heaven answered their questions and simplified his important lessons to meet their childish understanding. An example to mothers and fathers. Children are still the most receptive to the teachings of the gospel. Their hearts are strong to retain the lessons they receive. Little children may be Christians in keeping with their years. Fathers and mothers should look on their children as younger members of the Lord's family, whom God has committed to them to educate for heaven. The Christian home becomes a school, with the parents as underteachers and Christ himself the chief instructor. We should teach our children to bring their sins to Jesus, asking forgiveness and believing that he pardons them, just as he received the children when he was personally on earth. As the mother teaches her children to obey her because they love her, she is teaching them the first lesson in the Christian life. The mother's love represents to the child the love of Christ. And the little ones who trust and obey their mother are learning to trust and obey the Savior. Jesus was also the Father's example. His word had power, yet even with rude and violent men, he did not use one unkind or discourteous expression. The grace of Christ in the heart will soften whatever is harsh and subdue everything that is coarse and unkind. It will lead fathers and mothers to treat their children as they themselves would like to be treated. Parents, in training your children, study the lessons God has given in nature. If you want to train a rose or lily, how do you do it? Ask the gardener how he makes every branch and leaf develop in symmetry and loveliness. He will tell you, it was by no harsh touch, no violent effort. This would only break the delicate stems. It was by little attentions, often repeated. He moistened the soil and protected the growing plants from the fierce winds and scorching sun, and God caused them to blossom into loveliness. By gentle touches, seek to fashion the characters of your children after the pattern of the character of Christ. Encourage the expression of love toward God and toward one another. The reason why there are so many hard-hearted men and women in the world is that true affection has been discouraged and repressed. Parents, and perhaps others, stifled the better nature of these persons in childhood. Unless divine love melts away their cold selfishness, their happiness will be forever ruined. If we want our children to possess the tender spirit of Jesus, we must encourage the generous, loving impulses of childhood. Teach the children to see Christ in nature. Take them out into the open air, under the noble trees, into the garden. In all the wonderful works of creation, teach them to see His love. He made the laws that govern all living things, and He has made laws for our happiness and joy. Do not weary them with long prayers and tiresome lectures, but through nature's object lessons, teach them to obey the law of God. As you try to make plain the truths of salvation, point the children to Christ as a personal Savior. Angels will be by your side. The Lord will give grace to fathers and mothers to interest their little ones in the precious story of the baby in Bethlehem. Do not keep the little ones away from Jesus by being cold and harsh. Never give them cause to feel that heaven will not be a pleasant place if you are there. Do not speak of religion as something that children cannot understand. Do not give the false impression that the religion of Christ is a religion of gloom, and that in coming to the Savior, they must give up everything that makes life joyful. As the Holy Spirit moves on the hearts of the children, cooperate with His work. The Savior is calling them. Nothing can give Him greater joy than for them to give themselves to Him in the bloom and freshness of their years. His heart is drawn out not only to the best-behaved children, but to those who have inherited objectionable traits of character. Many parents do not have the tenderness and wisdom to deal with the misbehaving children whom they have made what they are. But Jesus looks on these children with pity. Be Christ's agent in drawing these children to the Savior. By wisdom and tact, give them courage and hope. Through the grace of Christ, they may be transformed in character, so that it may be said about them, "Of such is the kingdom of God."